This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, March 5th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump's message to farmers. Lawmakers seek tariff waivers and Hong Kong to sell Panama ports. Trump to farmers on tariffs. Have a lot of fun. Donald Trump is doubling down on his prediction that farmers are going to sell a lot more of their crops domestically because of his trade wars. Trump imposed higher tariffs on Canada, China, and Mexico on Tuesday. And in his speech last night at a joint session of Congress, Trump reiterated his plan to impose reciprocal tariffs starting April 2nd. It may be a little bit of an adjustment period, Trump warned, but he asserted that farmers would have a field day because of tariffs on U.S. ag imports. So to our farmers, have a lot of fun. I love you too, Trump told Congress. Keep in mind, many commodities, including soybeans, wheat, and cotton, are heavily dependent on export markets. You can read our report at agripulse.com. Soybean grower pushback. Tariffs are not fun. Most of the American Soybean Association's members are likely strong Trump supporters, but they're also concerned about the tariffs and related impacts. Ahead of Trump's speech, ASA issued a strongly worded press release yesterday titled, "Tariffs Are Not Fun and Farmers Are Frustrated," in response to the presidential social media post on Monday. U.S. agriculture lost $27 billion in the last trade war, and soybeans accounted for 71% of it. As a result, ASA CEO Steve Sinske said there is, quote, heightened sensitivity among our producers. Sinske said his farmer leaders wanted to send a strong message about exports and the potential impacts on input prices for fertilizer, potash, and other inputs. One big difference between now and then, in 2018, most soybean farmers were in better financial shape and able to withstand the negative impacts of a trade war. Now, Sinske says prices are down 50% from 3 years ago, and input prices are still high and sticky. Plus, during the last trade war, growers watched Brazil permanently expand acreage, which continues to haunt us today around the world. Grassley. Lawmakers likely to press administration for tariff waivers. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley expects lawmakers to appeal to Trump for tariff waivers and says he's ready to ask for carve-outs from certain agriculture inputs. Grassley told reporters there's going to be some requests of individual senators and congressmen to ask for some waivers. Grassley will push for exemptions on piglets and reiterate his request for a potash exclusion. U.S. farmers rely on Canada for more than 80% of potash supply. We're getting baby pigs almost daily from Canada, Grassley said. A big tariff on those pigs would be catastrophic for pork in Iowa. For more on the tariffs, as well as an in-depth look at NRCS staff firings and Trump FDA nominee, you can read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkins & Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkins & Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkins & Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Hong Kong operator to sell Panama ports under U.S. scrutiny. Hong Kong's C.K. Hutchinson says it will sell the two ports in Panama at the center of U.S. security concerns to an American consortium. A statement from Hutchinson says an investment group led by U.S. asset manager BlackRock will receive the two ports at each end of the Panama Canal, along with more than 40 others. The deal is worth nearly $23 billion.
Lawmakers and the president have raised concerns in recent months over Chinese involvement in infrastructure projects around the Panama Canal. The two ports had been a lightning rod for worried policymakers. Now take note, the Panama Canal is a critical trade route for U.S. agriculture, particularly soybeans. But the Soy Transportation Coalition's Mike Steenhoek told AgriPulse before the deal was revealed that he had seen no nefarious activities. "We've seen, I think, very straightforward, very fair operations of the canal," Steenhoek said. Scrubbing a Hong Kong company's involvement from two nearby ports may do little to curb surveillance. One-year CR text expected this weekend. House Republicans plan to finalize by this weekend a new continuing resolution to keep the government funded until the end of the fiscal year. Democrats are still not on board with the plan. They want assurances Trump will abide by spending levels. House Appropriations Committee Chair Tom Cole of Oklahoma says appropriators could quickly pivot to a shorter CR to avert a government shutdown. In the meantime, Elon Musk is expected to meet with GOP lawmakers tonight to discuss recent Doge cuts. It comes as some Republicans have voiced concerns with how federal staff cuts and funding decisions are impacting their districts. Coal City has no expectations for the meeting. He says he hopes Musk consults with members before taking significant action in their districts. HPAI AMVP, a 1-2 punch for turkey producers. Turkey producers are not only battling a nationwide outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza, but they're also seeing avian metapneumovirus, another respiratory disease, spread through their flocks, one farmer told a panel of lawmakers yesterday. John Zimmerman, the former chairman of the National Turkey Federation, told members of the House Ag Committee that turkey producers are seeing AMVP wipe out between 30% and 50% of their flocks, just as they're dealing with the devastating HPAI outbreaks. Many farmers are choosing to exit the turkey industry as a result, he said. Despite AMVP's lower death rate, it can significantly reduce egg sets and breeder stock, impacting future generations of turkeys, Zimmerman said. While producers are compensated for some HPAI losses, the government offers no indemnity assistance for AMVP, added. While HPAI grabs headlines for its effect on egg and milk prices, AMVP has also killed millions of turkeys, Zimmerman said. Here's today's final word. We've got to stick with sound science, good research, and risk-based assessments, not feelings. Fed American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland addressing criticism of seed oils. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, March 5th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Daly.